Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend. And it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off. Welcome, everybody. We're live. Hello, Anna.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Sorry, you got me in the middle of a turmeric till.
I got to go to Facebook so I can, I monitor Facebook. I mean, that's where the girls hang out. That's the right. Hotties.
Oh, the hotties.
Although
for
I've
you.
Lost a few hotties over there.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, maybe they jumped here. On over to...
the tubes.
Maybe they went over to the tube. The Diaco contest is doing quite well on our Facebook, and it looks like Blitz has got us live on Facebook and YouTube and BAR and our app, and we're ready to go and
this
probably provide a little. There's my Ashley trick of knees.
Trick of knees.
Hello, my trick of knees. Just kind of hanging out. Don't feel really good about myself today. The first day I missed off. Because I missed the gym.
It's okay. I didn't go on Monday. I didn't do anything. I didn't do shit on Monday.
I went to the gym in 2 days now. I got to go today.
There I am, clearing my throat and coughing, Lummy.
Oh, that's he's going to count him.
Not even letting it bother me.
Good.
So, Blitz, you'll handle the tires and all that for Anna's deal. You just got to tell me once you get all that stuff so we can schedule a day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think we should do the brakes and the oil change here and just take the car and let them do tires. And
yeah,
stuff.
I agree.
Because they're going to do they need to align it and do all that. So
right.
It doesn't really, I mean,
right.
It makes it more of a hassle to take them there. And
right.
Get them,
so. Well, it's more of a pain in the ass to get Lummy to shuttle them.
Right.
Than for her to just, you to meet her over there one day.
Yes.
Or really, what a real boyfriend would do, Anna.
That's what I'm going to do, Bubba. Don't worry. I'm just going to take the car there and do it myself.
There you go.
I know
that's
where
what
you're
a
going.
Fucking real man. Because you're a real man.
That's right. You're a real man.
You know that's what I was planning on.
You know what he says, Anna?
What?
He says, I'll tell you what. take my car either to your place or to my place. This is what Blitz the real man does because he was trained by the great Bubba Clem. Not trained, but he's one of my bestest friends in the whole world. And he lets you have his car, or you guys go back to his place, and then he just shuttles over to SOS tire. Mm-hmm. Rick has all the tires already laid out. Blitz pulls in hour later. They're mounted, paid for, and he's back. And you don't have to even go to the fucking car dealership.
Aww.
That's what a real man does. That's what he's going to do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, thanks. I promise you. Yeah. Anything else doesn't make any sense, quite frankly.
I'll buy you some Indian food.
You will?
We can have diarrhea together.
Chicken tikka masala.
He was thinking about head.
Maybe a little head over some Indian food.
Actually, I
was thinking of Indian food.
Oh.
Okay, well, wow. You can have Indian food.
How about head?
He can get that first before we have the Indian food. You do not want to do it in reverse order.
No.
He's going to be farting in my face. Someone farted in my face yesterday at jiu-jitsu, and I was not pleased. In my face.
What are you going to do to Blitz before you go to the Indian store?
Stuff.
So trying to get her to say it.
Tickle his balls?
No, we want to hear you say head.
Fine. Head.
Yeah, but head doesn't mean we don't get as hot on head when you animate head. We need hot, sultry head.
I like animated head.
Oh, okay. I would give you some head. No, wouldn't you like
mouth hug?
I'd like to give you some head, Blitz.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I want to say it like Bubba. I'll say it like Bubba.
You say it. Go ahead.
I want to give you some head.
You got to call him by your name, by his little
Chris.
Name.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to give you some head.
What are you, Jim Rome?
Yeah.
Got Chris on the phone. Chris, I want to give you some head.
Is Pantera giving me head? The band?
Yeah. Hi, want to give you some head. Hello, 14th cough of the day, maybe 140th. Hello.
Hey, Bubba. Hey, did you ever get that penis pump for Fat Bobby?
No, I never got it. First of all, here's what happened. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be dead honest with you. I ordered 4 penis pumps for the show. Okay? Then they said, no fucking pita. They're like, they just canceled my order. They're like, this is not a recognized Amazon. So then I ordered them again from another fucking place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it's scheduled for delivery on June, last week sometime. And I'm like, okay, because I want to be able to, it was going to be a rib. I was going to give them to all the boys. We were going to take them out, and we're going to be honest to God, we were going to do a penis pump review. And
yeah, I was looking forward to Fat Bobby eating cereal with the penis pump.
Did I cut a deal with?
Yeah, somebody? He was supposed to eat cereal, then pour it over his head.
You remember I wanted to watch it.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Looking forward to that.
No, we were supposed to buy. We were supposed. All right, see you later. Yeah, bye. Fuck you. We were supposed to listen, Fat Bobby. I'm trying to buy myself and the boys a penis pump. For some reason, Blitz, you can't buy a penis pump on Amazon.
Maybe we should buy them one at a time.
I'm a disabled American.
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a disabled American. Bubba, let me talk for a minute. You'll never let me talk. I love you guys. Bubba is my life right now. You can ask Tom Leggett who I am. Who the fuck I am? I'm fucking Bobby.
I know you are. I know who you are, Badass Bobby. You're a big fan of Tom Leggett, and you like us, too.
Tom sent me to California 5 times in a row. 5 years in a row. That's not no bullshit.
Okay, what are you calling me about, buddy?
Okay, so what I'm calling you about, Bubba, it's bad. I've been trying to get my connections for my blue pills and my yellow pills, and then since I got Medicaid, I have to get a special fucking doctor to get the special pills that I need, and so I got to go to a special dick doctor, kick out my dick, show out my dick, fuck you, the whole fucking bullshit.
All right, so hold on. So you're the Tom Likas guy, and you're trying to get some hard dick pills,
and you can get all that online.
Listen, you fucker, you can get all that online.
I know the links that I love Lummy. Lummy gave me a chance when him and Tuttle were on the show. Him and Tuttle gave me a chance to do my thing, just like Tom Likas gave me a chance to do my thing. Just gave me a chance to do my thing. Oh my God, I took the video. Okay, it's so bad. It's bad, man. It's bad. I took the ringle. I couldn't get all my gimmicks together how I wanted to get them together. I've taken 3 to 5 videos. It is so bad. It's bad, Bubba.
3 to 5 videos good. For what?
This is Kicks for Guns, Bubba.
What
told him to review the OnlyFans.
Badass Bobby or fucking Bobby from the Tom Likas show. Tom knows me. Right. Ask Tom.
So what
Tom
have you? Lummy, can you backfill what I'm missing here?
This is the guy for the penis pump that was going to review your OnlyFans. All right, well, how it was in the jerk off stars.
Yeah, well, buddy, we can't get a penis pump. We just for some reason they won't send
it. I understand that. I don't want to be the penis pump guy. I tried to do it.
I'm trying to be a penis pump guy too. But I can't get a fucking penis pump. I'm trying to be a penis pump guy. But I can't get a penis pump.
I don't think the penis pump's gonna do me any good, Bubba.
Well, listen, sir. I think all. So, are you saying that you're? Are you saying that? Are you saying that your penis is so? Are you saying that your penis is so broken that a penis pump won't even get it?
Bad, man. Come on, dude. Stop it, please. Okay, I'm good. I'm straight. But this, I've done it from every angle, man. I couldn't get
So what's wrong with your penis? Why is your penis not, why can you not get your penis rigid?
Because it's attached to the rest of his body.
It's rigid, but it's just bad. I've lost 12 pounds. Okay, so I saw my doctor's visit 2 weeks ago. And since I've realized this, Bubba, I've done this. I took it from every angle I could. Up, like down, to the side, left, right. Fuck. Bubba, there's a so good angle. I mean, anyways.
Deb
so
Tolser, 500 stars, Indiana.
Amen.
So, Bobby.
So, I talked to a therapist. I didn't talk to them about you. I talked to them about wanting to express myself. And this is how I express myself. But I can't express myself like that. It's bad, Bubba. That is so bad. I got to lose weight, man.
Well, what are you now, 328?
Well, buddy, I got to lose weight, too, but I can still get my cock hard.
I'm down to 402.
402,
all right. 416.
All right. Well, Bobby, I mean, that's the right direction, buddy, but nice. You got a long way to go before you're going to be able to whip that cock around the farm, buddy. I'm just telling you.
I know. That's what's
I mean,
so
you know, I was
sad,
416 at one time, and, you know, you're going to have to find a girl that really likes you, and she's going to have to ride on top only. It's like there's a lot of limitations.
I'll do what I have to do.
There's a lot of limitations to laying in 416.
Bubba, let me talk. Bubba,
Mark Enoch, 500 stars.
I'm in a position.
You're starting to break up.
I'm in a position right now. Bubba, I'm in a position right now because I'm not a normal human being.
Oh, that's apparent.
Okay, I got mental, yes, of course. Okay, so listen. So I come to this show from Tom Likas. I listened to your show. But I never called your show because I called the Tom Likas show.
Okay.
I never got eluded from the plan.
And I understand. And by the way, unlike a lot of people, I have a lot of respect for Tom Likas. I'm a huge Tom Likas fan. And if your fucking rules are you only participate on the Tom Likas show, then so be it. I appreciate that, buddy.
But his show is over. He's retired, Bubba. Now I got to move on. I've got to pursue my creativity. And I can't do that without somebody like you. And I don't have that much creativity. I got more than Tuttle. I can take more than Tuttle. Lummy is the greatest. I can't take more than him. But, you know, Bubba, you got it. I don't know. I got to get in there. I got to get a shot. I got to get a shot to bark. I'm not like that other guy that fucking calling like he's some fucking guru on the show. Bubba, I'm doing my best. I've been through 2 years of
Daniel, ball. You're not going to be able to qualify for BARP unless you spend the money, my friend. I just can't be watering down fucking BARP for every willy-nilly ex-Tom Likas, motherfucker.
I know. I know.
Should
That's
have sent in your Save the Diacos.
Dark Match D. Dark Match D. I agree. It took me.
Should have bought one of them tank tops. Let them man tits hang out, kid.
Yeah.
I mean, but you could have very well got in that way.
This guy's got tire tits.
Yeah.
Listen. I do have tire tits. Listen, Dark Match D gave me a chance. He gave me the audio. I made a video for him. But since YouTube censors since all this new shit, we couldn't even use it. I gave it to Catman. I spent so much time on that video for Darkman Steve. And Darkman Steve appreciates it. Country Girl appreciates it.
I just got a text from the Merch Cricket says we have four stumblers.
Stumblers.
We got four Arctic tumblers left.
Depending on what you put in it, you'll be a stumbler.
I'm stumbling right now on this fucking phone call. Anyway, Bobby, continue on at 416, kid. Make me feel good about myself.
Jeff Bass, 5,000 stars.
We just fucking completed a modern day star party, did we not?
Yes, we did.
Over there at Facebook. Now we got the gay rocket ship and the whole goddamn nine yards. Deb, we got Deb Tulser over here. We got Jeff Bass.
Hey, Bobby, do you want to ride the Pride Rocket?
Yeah. You want to ride my Pride Rocket, buddy?
Oh, God. I like to do stunts.
Here's my boy, Tyler Sharp. What's up, Tyler Sharp? I love you, buddy.
Blitz, he lives in downtown St. Pete. Yeah. You guys can meet up at the Pride Fest.
Gotta get. Come on.
Listen, Bobby. Listen to me. I understand that you, Bobby, shut the fuck up for a second. Shut the fuck
up.
You got two options. Shut the fuck up or get hung up on. Which one do you want? Thank you. Now, listen, Bobby. Shut the fuck up for a little bit and let us talk to you. We know you're fucked up. Stop whining like a little bitch. My God, first of all, you're not going to go into BARP unless you qualify. Letting fucking weirdos in like you dilutes the value of
plus
the people
one,
that
baby.
Fucking pay for
plus
it. So,
one. Somebody plus one. No. I will do my best.
I will fucking, God, I will, I will have, whoever does qualify and brings this guy as a plus one, you'll get kicked the fuck out too.
No, why is that, Bella? I am loyal. I am.
Because I don't want you at my party.
What do you want me to do, Bubba?
I want you to listen to the
We're
show
only
every
serving
day.
Grilled cheese, and you don't like
I
those.
Want you to. I want you to listen to the show every day. Love the show. Buy the merch. Fucking, you know, do what you can. Watch the YouTube videos. Go to the Facebook. Maybe go to OnlyFans. All that
Bob,
shit and more, buddy.
You gotta more, Bubba. I'm more than that. This is somebody that's better than a total. It's better than
I'm not looking for. I'm not. Look, I don't need any more co-hosts.
I
don't need
content.
I got Honest Car that I'm working on. I got my chicken sandwich review. I got Blitz doing fucking hamburger reviews. I got Blitz and Anna going downtown and as a couple for watch parties. I got Lummy fucking doing goats. I got Lummy babysitting his kid.
Doing goats.
I got.
I love fuck him and he butt fucks him right back.
Let me get your butt
fucked.
I don't need anything more, David, especially for Danny.
The fans will request more and we need
All right.
more.
Then you provide me a video of you doing She's a Maniac flash dancer gimmick, okay? She's a maniac,
on the dance floor.
With the stockings that go halfway up your legs and the fucking 6X fucking sweatshirt with a fucking Olivia Newton-John fucking headband. And you go, give me a Let's Get Physical fucking a video or She's a Maniac flash dancer. If you give that to me.
What will that get me, Bubba?
You give that to me. You give me that potentially could get you as one of the weirdos that call the show, which is what you got anyway.
Oh, I could potentially get a buddy like Burton's Law. Somebody else that puts in.
I will fucking hit Burton's Law in the mouth if he brings you.
What are you talking about, dude?
Burton Law will get rolled up into a fucking rear triangle choke by Rob Kahn.
We can all get rolled up into something. We don't want all that. Bubba, I just love the show.
We love you.
For the show.
But you just need to be a weirdo fan from afar. I don't want you in my world.
I'm
trying to become more normal.
I'm not a weirdo fan from afar. I have established my loyalty. I have established my fucking command. And what I want to do, and just want to be creative, Bubba, just want to be creative.
Well, go out and be creative. I'm not stopping you. Go start your own fucking channel. Go start your own. It's Daniel Fomer, the Daniel fucking Like a Smart channel.
Jesus Christ.
I got a question. You got all this time on your hands. What do you do for a job?
Well, I do for a job. I go out and volunteer for the state service agency. I go out and volunteer for Salvation Army. I volunteer every week over there at the Goodwill. fucking, you know, I fucking, I'm a
I don't believe any of that bullshit.
And he's living like in a penthouse in downtown St. Pete.
Yeah, for what, 60 yeah. bucks a fucking month?
Listen, Bobby.
It's not a penthouse.
Bobby.
And it's not, I don't take it for granted.
Listen,
I take everything.
If you got so much money, then start throwing, you know, start showing up at a gate with some cash.
It's so hard to do.
Get me $2,400 by September 1, bitch, and you're barped out like a motherfucker. It's only $2,400. That's all it is. Matthew Hoxie has whittled it down to nothing.
Yeah, Matthew Hoxie, he's up to like $8 million already.
Matthew Hoxie's willed it right on down. He's almost there. Fuck. And you don't understand, Bobby, there's going to be hot chicks at bar. What the fuck? What?
But somebody that does like me, Bubba, there's people out there who like me.
Okay.
I know it's hard to understand.
I'm looking at, I got, Bubba, listen, I got.
Bubba, yeah, I, but the only thing that matters is that you
there's
like
nobody
me.
Right now that likes you. Now, I'm not trying to get you to feel down about yourself
like
and for you to hurt yourself.
Man,
but, I mean,
you
Ed Kelly, $99.99, 1 cent short for snipe.
Yeah, well, that's, you know what,
Super chat.
I gave the guy a cent for a snipe. Get the fuck out, Danny. That's cents on me. Jesus, Danny, please. You got a lot of fucking problems, you Mark.
No more cussing, Daniel.
No more cussing, Daniel. God dang it. Phone lines are going to be like that. I'm closing it down and call this a day. I got a race car to move. I got to move that race car today, Blitz. Lemmy, thank you so much for helping me load it. You're a mountain of a man.
Oh, of course, Bob. Anytime.
To your storage place?
Yeah, I'm taking it. I'm putting it in storage.
Yeah.
Hello.
Baba.
Yeah.
Baba.
How big of a loser do you have to be to call into your show and beg for a job?
Well, I mean, I don't know if the guy was begging. I think a guy's begging for help.
Oh, dude was begging.
Not for a
dude
job. He just wanted a free shit.
I think he's begging for help. I think somebody needs to.
Sound
I think
like
to,
the offspring of think, a 70s fluffer. Blitz, and I'm not talking about his mom.
Who's this guy? Sounds like a fucking Dark Match Andrew Dice Clay.
What's up, Bubba? My name is Frank in Tampa.
Of course,
hey,
Frank.
How you doing?
Yo, Frank.
Hey, Lemmy, man. I looked up on that Deshaun Watson contract,
and
there's definitely a clause in there where they can get rid of his ass.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, I don't know that Deshaun Watson's ever going to play again. They're really loading up against this guy. I don't know how much
Lemmy
that really
and
happened.
Babyface. Lemmy and Babyface yesterday, they thought they knew what they were talking about.
Yeah,
and when I called in, they were telling me I didn't know what I was talking about.
Well, we said there would be a clause, but maybe Babyface was even saying, too, there might be a clause for criminal, and this isn't criminal.
Yeah, but what'd you say, Lemmy?
Man, that clause to get rid of his ass for lying, saying there was only 22 girls.
I don't see in the clause.
I don't think Deshaun Watson really knows how many fucking girls there really are, because I really don't know that anybody knows how many girls there are, because I think there's a certain amount of girls that are just jumping on the fucking let's get a payday bandwagon. I'm sure that there are quite a few women that Deshaun Watson asked them, you know, to jack him off. I'm sure that. I'm sure there's quite a few women that he rubbed his penis against. I'm sure there's quite a few women.
Deshaun Watson,
but I mean,
I'd be doing the same thing.
But,
I can't lie.
But here's the deal, man. There's probably 10 or 12 of them that are just like, man, I did massage the guy, and I can prove that I did, so why not jump on this fucking case?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
pick,
a quick
and,
easy mill.
Yeah,
we'll take it.
I mean, I don't know if it's going to be a mill, but it's probably, you know, 400,000 or 500,000, something like that. I don't fucking know.
What a dumbass.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'd do the same thing if I was him. I just couldn't help it. Fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, if I was that whore, the last person that, you know, slept with Chris Farley before he died that night, I would have hoped and there was some semen inside of my vagina, and I would have, you know, pressed charges on a fucking sexual assault.
Oh, man, get part of that estate. That'd have been nice.
Yeah, he's dead. He's dead, and they're like, listen, the estate needs to write me $1 million, or I'm going to make this, you know, a big fucking deal.
Cash out, player. All right, Bubba, good talking to you.
who is that guy?
It's Frank from Tampa.
That's Frank.
Cash out,
he's
player.
He's Lemmy's biggest fan.
Oh, I do have a cash money left Florida and got the fuck out of this situation update.
Yeah, let's hear it.
He's got a job, and he's currently living with his mother, taking care of his mother, and he's happy as hell.
Good.
And he has blocked Haley. And is trying to maybe see if he can get it annulled. And I'd be like, you know what, buddy? I just filed for divorce, the fucking quick paperwork.
All you got to do is go to the courthouse and be like, look who signed the paperwork.
Yeah, Bump of the Love Sponge.
Oh, okay, no problem.
Annulled. Yeah.
It's annulled. Hey, when I marry you, you can get it more annulled because they're like, this motherfucker can't marry
me. Kirk will do it. She's like, look, you don't even got to see the judge. I'll do it.
We know. All Bump of the Love Sponge.
Bubba the Love Sponge Clem. Yeah, this ain't good.
And my notary's right over here, bitch. My little stamp.
I know.
Hello.
And Bubba, great news. Got some great news.
You know, hold on. I need some good fucking news, buddy.
He does. He's had a bad day.
John from Naples is going to bring it for you.
John,
no, I'm playing a blitz because the stock market is below 30,000 and looks like Bitcoin's going to go below 20.
Right now, as we speak.
Thanks for the good news, John.
Come on, John.
fucking dick.
Bitcoin is right now at 20,900. Ethereum is at a barely 1,100, 1,153. How fucked are we, buddy? Do you know a lot about this stuff? You see, we're so fucked, he hung up.
Well, they raised the rate to, what,
how are you 0.75? Biden people feeling now, man? This is, you know what? All Trump did was send a few fucking mean tweets and was kind of an asshole. I mean, things were not nearly this bad across the board, right?
Hello.
I mean, tell me what was better. Tell me what's better under Biden. We were supposed to build back better. I think we lost the fucking blueprints, and we hit a sinkhole. Is what I think.
We went from build back better to bring in the bulldozer.
Yeah, build back better to fucking, you know, we need some concrete to fill this goddamn sinkhole. Hello,
Bubba, what's going on? It's Nick the Gun Guy.
Hi, Nick the Gun Guy. What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to reach out and let you, Blitz, all the Bubba Army know that the Kevin Hazlett yard signs, the 4x4s, the little ones, they're all in, and everyone can get with Kevin and pick those up. Woo! I just picked up a handful of them. So we have Kevin Hazlett signs ready and available.
Sweet.
Yeah, we need to get people that live in the 13th district to fucking yard sign it up, because all too often, man, it is about who's got the most fucking yard signs.
Yep.
And who's got the most bumpers? It is. It's unfortunately, most elections are about money and popularity, period.
Well, weeks ago,
in general.
I went and put stickers on both my parents' cars, and I'm going to get a yard sign for their house.
Yeah. My dad's got one on his truck.
Yeah. So what else you got going on, bud?
That's it, man. Heading to the shop to build some kick-ass guns. Got some stuff in the works for a couple of Bubba Army guys. And then hang up some Kevin Hazlett yard signs later.
All right, my I'm going to bring Janie Cakes' gun to you.
You got it, man. I'll take care of it.
All right, Nick, the gun guy.
Yeah, get a hold of me, Nick. I might want to buy one or two more.
Blitz, you already got 426.
Yeah, well.
428's better, though.
Mm-hmm. Got that big bonus. Now you're trying to buy some motherfucking guns.
Mm-hmm.
Guns would probably be as a good investment as anything right now.
Yeah.
For real.
I want something new to carry.
Really? What are you looking to carry?
I don't know yet.
Well, you know what? You're such a fucking secretive fuck that you don't even want people to know what you carry.
Oh, I don't care. I haven't decided. There's a few.
What are they? Like an HP6?
So there's a new...
A CR4?
There's a new 30 caliber handgun. I kind of want one just to have.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Like a little throwdown, Willie?
No. I mean, yes and no, but.
I mean, it's, what's your daily, like, big what's your big gun that you carry? Like, the one that you need to do the most damage with? You got a 40 or 45? Or a 9?
9.
You really?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Bubba?
And you're a big Glock guy, aren't you, Blitz?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's this?
Not a chocolate guy, though.
Hey, it's Hot Carl.
Hot Carl, how are you?
Good, man. It's kind of like, dude, totally off topic, but I just had to ask. I mean, you mentioned earlier you had a friend or so. I think you said something about you lived in Palm Harbor that played for the Rams for like 15 years and then retired with the Saints.
Oh, yeah. Johnny Laurinaitis. Laurinaitis. Yeah.
Did he play with them when they won the Super Bowl the first time?
I don't know.
The Rams?
I think he moved to Arizona a couple years ago.
Blitz, Tyler Sharp says he carries an M&P Shield Compact.
Okay.
Is that a nice gun?
Yeah. It's one of the ones that you can also get in that new 30 caliber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Blitz needs to get himself a P90, but anyways.
Blitz needs to get himself a penis pump so he can go from 12 to 14.
I have a 5.7, so.
I used to have an F&N 5.7.
Yeah, I got one.
I used to have an F&N 5.7, and I had to fucking you know, Blitz, the day I had to sell my gun collection, I'm going to be honest with you. I cried like a fucking baby.
So did I when I heard about it, because I wanted to buy a few of them.
I had a really nice, I didn't have a lot, but I had some nice pieces.
You had some unique pieces for sure.
Mm. Yeah, I did. Fuck. That would really even be probably worth three times now more what I paid for, what I sold them for.
Probably more than that.
Yeah. Where this fucking,
hey, man.
Yeah, what?
Hey.
Anyway. I mean, plus I got t-shirts going for $300 on fucking eBay. Yeah. So there you go.
Hey, I just, you know, I the only reason I was curious, I probably don't give a shit, but I think maybe Lummy and Babyface might appreciate it. But my uncle, you can look it up, his name's Michael Grudadoria. He played center for the Rams and when they won the Super Bowl, and he literally never played a lick of football until his senior year in high school. He actually went to UCF as art major. Like, he was an artist. It's really fucking weird, and he ended up, like, he started on a practice squad with, like, the Cowboys, and then he went to the Rams, and he actually played center, like, for the Rams when they won. So I was just curious if maybe that guy might have played with them on that team.
No.
No biggie.
He didn't.
So your guy just started football for the very first time in high school?
Yeah, I
mean, that's a guy that's got a lot of ability. If you just start in high school and you made it to the pros, look, that's pretty fucking.
They have the dude. Look, my cousin, the last name's Grudadoria. It's hard as fuck to spell.
No, I'm not trying. No, buddy, hold on. I'm not trying to discredit you. I'm trying to say that's a pretty fucking badass dude.
No, dude, yeah, that's why I think it's kind of a cool story. Like, I'll just make it quick. Like, he did not play a lick of fucking football in his life, and he was an artist. Like, he was into art. He went to UCF in like an art program, and his like senior year of high school, because he was so big and muscular,
like Lummy,
they were like, yes, they were like, get him in football, and he played, dude, and he ended up going. He played for the Cowboys, the Cardinals.
What college? What college did he go? Did
UCF.
He
play? UCF.
Oh, UCF. Okay.
6'3", 280.
Yeah, and for arts. For art.
Right. So he was 6'3", 280, which, by the way, Lummy is a real good. I mean, most centers are about that. You know, yeah. Usually centers aren't 6'6", 320. That's like a guard or a tackle.
Yeah, no, it's perfect size.
Plus, the quarterback's got to get underneath the guy, so he can't be so fucking high.
And dude, he was like, he was literally like on a practice squad, I think, for like the Cowboys or whatever. And like, he worked his way up, and he ended up being like the starting center for the Rams when they won the Super Bowl, like when they were St. Louis Rams.
Yeah.
And
what was that called? The running? What was that called? The fucking? It was
the
called
running gun.
The sun and fun.
For the Rams, because the running gun was for Spurrier. That was like the greatest show on turf.
Show on turf.
And dude, like, you know, it kind of sprouted like some really cool shit. Like, there used to be a show on, I mean, stupid stuff, but for Nickelodeon, it used to be called like Slime Time Live. And like, he got on there because he was like a Super Bowl on the Super Bowl team. And like, we got to go through the whole back, you know, studio of Nickelodeon studios and shit. And he'd go to his house and he has all these weird like art figurines and stuff. And that's why I kind of recently, I was like,
I mean, did he save his money? He probably had 3 or 4 years in the league. His money pretty good.
So to be honest with you, okay, he had like a really nice house and he had a bunch of cool stuff, but afterwards, he actually started coming out with like videos like, you know, NFL isn't forever, and so he got into like real estate or whatever. But still to this day, bro, he's a brick house. I mean, like he's big.
Where's he
like,
live?
Sarasota.
We should bring that motherfucker up one time and do a show with him. Talk about, you know, a guy to play for the NFL. I'd be interested in that.
Yeah.
Dude,
does the show at the Bubba Army or what would be the email?
Yeah, show at the Bubba Army and email me his information, and I'll Anna and I or somebody will reach out and say, hey.
I'm close with him.
Does he know who I am? You sure
know
me.
Oh, dude, I'm freaking sure of it.
Yeah, he was at Turpin Springs. Hi.
There was another guy, Lummy, that I personally know. His name's David Bass, and he played for Michigan in collegiately, and then he went on to play for the Giants as a guard or a center, and he went on and won either a Super Bowl or two with Eli Manning, and he was a really good – he's a local guy, and I think he might live in Sarasota or Bradenton, and I need to get him up, too, to talk about – you know, get these ex-guys in the league to start, you know, talking about, you know, shit that people don't know about.
Yeah.
Bro, he's – dude, and he is super cool, too, and I think – yeah, maybe I can hook that up for you guys. And, like, when my cousin got married, they did, like, you know, corny. They did, like, a destination wedding in Mexico, but, like, when he was there, he brought his ring, bro, and, like, everyone kind of, like, got to, like – for a second, you know, put it on or like hold it.
How big is he? Like, is he still pretty? Could he still pretty tight? Pretty tight.
Is he bald,
bro? Yes, he is. Okay, he's bald as a freaking dude. Yeah, he is a big son of a gun.
Well, send me his picture. You've tracked it down.
I saw a video. I'm trying to find a picture.
Yeah,
dude, he's insane. Like, he
can he still long? Now, can he long snap?
Oh, bro, yeah, dude. I mean, he's like an athletic spectacle. Like, when we were at the wedding, like we were like just like playing volleyball and shit. And like he's big, bro. Like,
all right, well, get it done. Like, listen to me, motherfucker. Like, just
get
it.
Yeah, it's your
uncle. Get it. It's your uncle. Get it handled. You know, call us here or email a show at thebubbaarmy.com. I'd love to have this guy on, starting center from the Rams when they won the Super Bowl at the greatest show on turf. I'd love to have this motherfucker on.
Yeah, he's cool. And like, you know, on your own time or whatever, you'll see like the videos when you like first went to the training camp and shit, and it's pretty cool. But I'll hook that up for you guys.
Yeah, hook us up. I'd love
that. That would be super cool.
Anna might have me flying to do a podcast in L.A., maybe.
Oh, nice.
You're gonna go there?
I might.
You really thinking about
that'd
it?
I'm gonna start researching the dates and stuff today and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. That's exciting.
Bubba, I will tell you. I'll leave you with that, and I'll start working on that for you guys. But like the coolest thing of the whole, you know, I don't like I'm not bragging about it or nothing. But like the coolest part of that whole shit was we had like I think it was like Madden 2003 or some shit.
And it was whatever. 2001.
You could go on like, you know, obviously the graphics were shitty, but like we were clicking through the players and like each person has like their own, you know, fucking character. And we were like, oh my God, man, that's Uncle Mike right there. Like that was the coolest part of the whole thing. But yeah. It's kind of like a Cinderella story, bro. Like that's like one of the guys, like you would like talking to him because
all right,
I mean,
bro. Well, listen,
up.
For the 15th time, motherfucker, get it to happen because I want to. I'm a huge, you know, sports enthusiast, and I know the NFL, and I appreciate guys of that, you know, caliber of talent. So get it done, bro. And if you can say bro one more time, the fans will go fucking crazy.
All right, guys.
See you later, bro.
Yeah, David Bass. He was a good lineman.
Show me some. David Bass was his name.
Yeah, Baas.
And he one time me and one of the Ross Kessler and David Bass and me went to Diamond Dolls. Is Diamond Dolls even still around?
The one in Clearwater.
The one on 19.
I think
just
it changed its name.
Just north of East Bay.
Right on the east side.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Right next, conveniently, to a real shady motel.
Yep.
The La Quinta Inn.
Yeah, we used to go there all the time, and you could pluck day girls out of there for $100. Right for straight head.
Oh,
I shouldn't have even said that. Incriminating myself. I'm going to start getting some of this, some of these Me Too yippee-os. Oh, I was 19, and I went to the Power Pig and blew Bob and his friends. It's not a wonder some of that shit hasn't happened to me over the years.
It says Diamond Dolls is still open and around.
Oh, yeah, it is actually, yeah.
Field trip.
I don't know if.
They open at noon today.
Oh, man, do a day.
Do they still have the all-you-can-eat buffet?
An all-you-can-eat buffet.
They used to have a buffet.
At Diamond Dolls at noon. Can you imagine the cricks that are working that? How's Jamie? Did you get Jamie's ring to him, Blitz?
No.
Did you see him?
I did not.
Okay. I'm worried about him being mad at me, and I'm worried about the big Fildo being mad at me. Lummy, I know that you're friends with Fildo.
Fildo is not mad at you.
Can you personally guarantee me that Fildo's not mad at me?
I personally guarantee you that Fildo is not mad at you.
All right, perfect. I think I'm going to probably cut this a little short.
Okay.
And I know we all got things to do. I'm going to try to get a bike ride in today. I don't know if I'm going to or not. Blitz, should I just bike ride or should I go live? I mean, if I'm going to bike ride, I might as well go live. It didn't hurt anything, does it? You think people like it or you think they're getting tired of it?
They like it.
You went up an octave when you said that. So that was like, you went up an octave and you ended it in a trailing question type deal. So just shoot
they
me straight.
Like,
should I just go on?
I watch it.
Okay.
I watch it too.
Yeah, but you guys are my buddies and just trying to give me a view. Mm-hmm. But you know, Blitz gets like a zillionth of a penny for every view. So he's trying to.
That's why I've got two phones and my TV always
he's got
on.
His
it.
Mom in the hospital, but mom, don't forget to like and subscribe to our new channels.
Right.
Hey, of which is your mom gonna? Honest to God, is your mom gonna be okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Will you keep me posted on that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Perfect. All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow, Anna. Tomorrow, right after the show. Oh no, we got Anna. We got Lana. Lana.
We got Lana coming in at 9.
Lana Turner. She's doing a Sunday gig at Side Splitters.
Sure is.
Did you tell her I wanted her to do a little ditty for me tomorrow?
I did. Yes.
Did you tell her that it probably needs to be clean?
Yes. I'll remind her.
Because we're on regular radio.
Yeah, I think she knows, but I'll remind her.
And then Blummel. Mm-hmm. Anna, are we calling it Blummel or is it still off the rails?
It could be Blummel off the rails or whatever.
No,
I think.
I just like Blummel.
All right, Blummel's fine.
Hashtag Blummel.
Hashtag Blummel works.
Can we go with that, Blitz? Blummel?
Sure.
All right. We'll see you guys later. I could be live on our YouTube channel. So, and a lot of times, it doesn't send updates. No. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I go through all the settings.
I know.
And I do it all right. And Blitz, I even take my phone off of Wi-Fi while I'm still at the building so it doesn't go to the crossover gimmick.
Yep.
Take it off Wi-Fi. I'm on the 5Gs. I got it motherfucking plugged in. I got the battery deal going on. I got it fucking tagged up right. I got a monetization, yippee-yo.
Daddy, your camera's pointed wrong.
What?
Daddy, your camera's pointed wrong.
I swear to God, Merch Crick. How many more times do I got to get off this bike and fucking adjust this camera?
Look at the sign,
Papa. What are you looking at right now?
I'm looking at the 275 South sign. You don't understand is that it's a fucking minute behind.
That's okay. You're not looking at the sign right now.
I know. I looked at. You're not going to see it.
I'm still pedaling right now on the video.
You're not even fucking. She doesn't even pedal. She doesn't even pedal. She really doesn't. It's a fucking moped to her. And I'm back there literally pedaling, trying to get. She's just hitting a button, going up curves.
Yeah. Falling over.
And she's like a kid. Every empty water bottle and leaf that she has to run over. And it's just like,
are you okay? I don't know. You're fine.
You should see her poor little inner. Oh my God, it's all bruised up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's what you did
from the fall.
Yeah,
on
you
your
saw
penis.
It. You guys saw it, man. My penis couldn't wreck that much havoc. I wish.
Oh yeah.
Been looking for my penis pump now for 2 weeks. Do you know how happy I wanted to be to give you guys all a penis pump and then we could go review it.
Be the best.
You're like, Lummy, how'd your penis pump go?
Fucking amazing.
Well, see.
Good 4 inches.
Here's the deal. I tried it, but then Ashley was doing something, and it distracted me from pumping my penis. So,
I thought we had a button one. Lummy,
do you see when I'm on my bike? Sometimes they ask me to act like, you know, to do my Lummy impersonation.
Well, I thought that was just you making fun
of
me.
No, they're like, hey, Bubba, act like Lummy. So I'm like, hi, I'm Lummy, and I'm on this bike, and I see a big curb coming up, and there's loose sand. Oh, my God, I hope I don't hit it.
A lot of people have been asking me to do a Bubba on the Goat Report.
Oh, you know what? I think you do great Bubba impersonations.
Oh, thank you.
I wonder who does the best.
Lummy. Lummy does Bubba Parrot.
My Bubba loves mine, Brett.
Shut up, Brett. Take my bike out today. What's the rain look like, Brett? You're so dumb.
I like Blitz's sentimental Bubba. Hey, Bobby.
It's fuzzy time. How's Mama Blitz doing? Can you please make sure you get that TV hung behind me, buddy? How's your area coming along? I hit Blitz with the same five things every day.
Is the QR code done,
Cuzzy? Did you email those one guys about Barb? Okay. I think I've chilled out tremendously lately.
Mm-hmm.
And my poop isn't green anymore either.
That's great.
Oh,
Deer like brown. I got deer like brown. Oh, yeah. Hey, look, my poop is.
I say that all the time now.
Deer like brown. I was reading it one time and somebody was describing their poop as deer like brown. It has just forever stuck with me.
I like that description.
By the way, if you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook, can you please subscribe and get notifications? It doesn't cost anything. And when we go live and do various things, you get little updates. I'm going to try to blitz. I'm trying to drop off the race car today. And then I'm going to try. Let me remember that new chicken. There's that off of State Road 54. I'm headed up that way by
Aussie
you.
Aussie Grill.
Well, is that what it is?
Yeah, Aussie Grill. It's about Outback guys.
Yeah, it's the Outback.
It says it's the number one chicken sandwich in Tampa.
All right, Aussie Grill. Is that what I'm looking for?
Fuck, yes. I don't believe all that right, well, one. I want to see.
Their sign say that says it.
All right.
Do they have drive-thru or no?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
That's the only reason I suggested it.
Aussie Grill.
Yep.
Blitz, it looks like I might be doing one of those, but it won't be till next, you know,
that's
Thursday.
That's all right. I want to know if this is the best chicken sandwich.
And they hold on. The people are super fucking nice there.
Hello.
Look, the people are isolating. It's Fat-Ass Bobby, and we never ended our conversation.
Well, we are now.
We almost had a 99.
Goodbye, Bobby.
Just home.
Bobby, people, we have a thing on our show where people can get sniped.
Mm-hmm. And I did not get sniped. It was 99.9%.
But, Bobby, I do have the executive veto power to go ahead and put and zip it up a little
Bobby,
bit.
Bobby, please don't.
Bobby, I gotta go. Bobby, I gotta move a race car. I gotta go. Bobby, I got a life outside of this show.
You're sitting in your fucking $60 a month penthouse in St. Pete. Bubba's gotta do work, buddy.
Yeah, I got a Mark Tate phone call. I got another phone call. I got six.
Bubba,
things.
I know.
All right, Bobby.
I know.
Then be a great guy and say, you know what, Bubba, I'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
Say it.
All right, Bubba. I'll tell you next soon.
Bye. I don't know if you just jumped off the fucking
his penthouse balcony.
Yeah. Right. Hope the ceiling fan didn't fall down. Last call of the day. And I'm out of here. Hello. Last call.
Hi, it's Trickney.
Trixie!
Hi, the Trickus of Knees.
Hey,
how
guys.
Are you? How are you? You just,
good, how are you?
I really like the way you sound. You sound so hot.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to a lie or nothing. But you got to see.
How's that disrespectful?
The first 6 months.
I appreciate it.
The first 6 months she called in, I thought it was Lummies, actually, every time.
Yeah, she does. She sounds very much like
yeah.
the original
And they both have the laugh, the same.
Right, they
and
do.
Same name, and like the Dolphins.
Yep. Mm-hmm,
right.
And sports.
Yep. Lummy wants to have a threesome with you and his Ashley.
Yeah, Bubba can just hang out.
Lummy, what if your Ashley did say we could have a threesome with this Ashley? What would you? And Bubba Light said it was okay too.
Sure.
Yeah, I was just asking, fantasizing. Pow. So what do you got going on, Trickney, the Trickest of Knee? Before we let you go,
I was just calling to let you know how much I love your chicken sandwich reviews. I appreciate your dedication. You're just so thorough. You check the wrapping and the bun to chicken ratio and the service.
And they're really, they're doing, I mean, within our little fucking stupid YouTube world, they're fucking killing it. They're doing really well. They're doing really well.
I really like them. So that's
Has it inspired you to get a chicken sandwich at any of those establishments?
No.
Are you making a fucking...
It's a paper vagina.
What are you making, Anna? What are you fucking making right now? Instead of dedicating your life to being in tune with our phone call.
What are you talking about? I'm concentrating.
Concentrating about what? Making an elephant vagina?
It just helps. I don't know. Sometimes when I doodle or move my hands, it helps me concentrate. Are you mad at me?
Just show the camera what the fuck you came up with. And that explains how fucked up you are. Got one of our best female callers on the line talking about
I was very much listening.
One of her favorite aspects of our ancillary world that
Kick
we live
your
in.
Ass.
And you're making a fucking, you know, giraffe vagina. A rhino cunt, if you will.
A rhino cunt.
That'd be a good name for a band, wouldn't it? Yeah. Blitz, what are you gonna go? Who are you going to see tonight?
Dude, Red Rocks.
We're gonna go to fucking. I'm going to Rhino Cunt.
Oh, you got tickets for Rhino Cunt? I couldn't get them.
Janice Live. We're gonna rock out to Rhino Cunt.
All right, Trickest of Knees. We love you. I gotta go.
All right, guys.
Bye, Tricky.
Bye.
Blitz, cut it off. I'm out.
Okay, I'm gonna go see Rhino Cunt.